Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Today, we were following last night very, very closely to see what is going on and what has been going on in the region, particularly with regard to Iran. We have no idea what is real, what is all about pressure on Iran. How do we try and figure out what is going on? We are going to be talking to Dr. Mordechai Kedar. He's a former IDF intelligence officer. We'll speak to him about Syria, but I also do want to ask him about Iran. Dr. Mordechai Kedar, good morning. How are you?
Good morning to you. Could not be better.
Good. Well, that is good to hear. So what do you make of what's going on in terms of all of this information, the removing or the of personnel from around the region? Is something going to happen? Is something really brewing with Iran?
Well, in my daily conversation with President Trump, I try.
Yes, right. Yes, me too. Yeah, but we're not getting. He's not giving us answers. Maybe he's giving you answers.
To tell you, this is the problem. To tell you the truth, I absolutely have no idea, because I have no idea what the Americans mean to do with the Iranians. On one hand, I hear that the Americans would like to have some more weeks of negotiations, although the 2 months which President Trump talked about are finishing today. On this one side, he wants to have a couple of weeks to continue to give a chance to the negotiations. But on the other side, I see in the media that the Americans are evacuating their embassy from Baghdad, which is a big compound.
Yes.
Which, in order not to expose the American diplomats to all kinds of missiles which might come around from Iran. So I really don't know what to think, whether they still have some more weeks of negotiations, or they are warming the engines, and therefore they are evacuating the embassy. So here I'm puzzled, because my sources are only the media and not my daily conversation with the president.
The fact that Israel hasn't given their citizens any indication about this, they're not closing schools, they're not doing anything any different to what they were doing 2 days ago. Is that relevant?
Well, in Israel?
Yes.
Look, here in Israel, we are living for 77 years already in a situation of emergency. So we run our daily life. If you go to Tel Aviv or to anywhere else, you can see people are, you know, restaurants are full.
Yes.
People are sitting and having their cafe latte or whatever they have there. And although they hear once in a while, they hear a siren of a missile. It came to a degree that, unfortunately, many Israelis do not even go to the safe rooms, even if they hear a missile. First of all, Israel intercepts the missiles which are launched from Yemen, like 90-something percent are being intercepted in the air or, you know, above the atmosphere. And if something falls, it's a, you know, it's like a road accident. Statistically, you can be hurt, but will you not go to the road? Will you not go to work? Of course, we know about road accidents. Statistically, you know, you'll be hurt. But you live your life. And this is actually what happens in Israel. We live our life with all the dangers around us. And we do hear them, and we do know what they are. Yet normal life are being...
continues. Let's just talk now a little bit more about Syria. There's definitely a shift that we've seen, a very positive shift. What has we know the there's a new regime, there's a new leader in town. We obviously, and we've spoken about it, we're skeptical in terms of his past. But what are the signs that we are seeing currently?
Well, it depends. Depends who you are. If you are like regular Westerner who is looking for all kinds of good things, definitely you will find that the Syrian president, Julani, or ruler brother, he has his different style of beard which he has. He walks around with a necktie. He goes around, you know, to all kinds of countries in the world. Presidents and ministers of foreign affairs are coming to visit him every day. And he more or less looks like a normal leader of a normal state. This is on one side, and therefore people are more than ready to give him money and to support him in his efforts to reconstruct Syria. And this is good. But on the other side, other people will go to his background. His background is something between Al-Qaeda and ISIS, where he was and he wasn't there for a week or 2 weeks until he realized what he's into. He was there for years, and he spent years in the American jail in Iraq, and $10 million was above his head, and not because he parked his car in...
Or used a disabled parking bay, yeah.
So, or because, I don't know, he didn't pay his fine. Okay, so... So it depends what you look at. If you look at what he started to do recently since he took Syria over, or you look into his background. And don't forget, we had 16 and a half years of Hamas in Gaza, developing the country, making us believe that all they want is to have a normal state in Gaza. They wanted to work in Israel. They wanted good life. So we fell in this trap to think that Hamas is a peaceful organization which seeks only stability and governability in Gaza.
Right.
And we got what we got on the October 7th. So now what about Syria? Is he the same like Hamas, which is trying to deceive the world for a while in order to get money and stability and support? And one day the jihadist will come out from the under the car, or is he really changed? I have absolutely no idea.
Because one of Israel's biggest mistake, and probably the biggest mistake, is before October the 7th, is despite the fact that the signs were all there, they chose not to believe them. They chose not to believe that Hamas would ever try an attack of this magnitude. And that's a real danger, because you want to move towards normalized relations with many of your neighbors, but you also can't be naive as to what they might be planning and doing.
Yes, okay. This is the dilemma. And okay, now how do you manage daily life with such a dilemma? I have no idea. Do you believe them or you don't? There is no, as we say in Hebrew, there is no half pregnancy.
Yes.
Either you are or you are not.
Yeah, I think we say the same in English, but that is where we leave it. Very interesting, because there's so many conversations around this, but the answers are absolutely not clear. Dr. Mordechai Kedar, former IDF intelligence officer, thank you.